Your father and I want to talk to you about something sad. Rachel Kushner has been diagnosed with leukemia.
That sucks.
It sucks.
It sucks quite a bit.
You might be someone who could make Rachel feel better.
I don't need your stupid pity.
I'm not here because I pity you. I'm actually here because my mom is making me.
It's actually worse.
So if this was a touching romantic story, our eyes would meet and suddenly we would be furiously making out with the fire of a thousand suns. But this isn't a touching romantic story.
Okay, here's the deal. Earlier this year, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl was the darling of the Sundance Film Festival, taking home the Grand Jury Prize and Audience Award for Dramatic Film. The movie tells the story of a high school boy whose mother forces him to make friends with a girl at school who's been diagnosed with leukemia. There are some strong, unique elements to this movie, including the presentation of the characters and good performances, as well as a different approach to a friendship film and how adolescents deal with chronic illness and grief. However, there are some stumbling blocks, including a derivative minimalist approach, a tired hipster sense of irony, and making our main characters filmmakers. Honestly, if I had a nickel for every indie film about indie filmmakers, I could afford to fund a few dozen indie films. Still, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl pushes the right buttons and tugs at the audience's emotions, though it is more likely relatable to the generation closer to those presented in the film than it was to me. Me and Earl and the Dying Girl gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.